Nisto grave que lo tuyo, tu hermoso, vismas tu lo, quiero ser tu, llena tu lo, soda llena tu esto urzona, burmunizat lo, goribhan, iris no y que lo tu hermoso valor, en paz puro tu en que lo moja moga to faido, chitle hasta lo tu moja carza tu fundalo, pulvi son le carza moja peito, moga to uso, surunge le tu, mucho por bajo de una porquería moga tuya.
May be sworn at, hit for accidentally wetting her bed, or just left neglected in pain and discomfort while her ATM card is used by a family member at the pub. Is this right? Of course it's not right. Yet elder abuse happens every hour of every day throughout New Zealand. Please do what's right. Help the teams from Age Concern put a stop to elder abuse.
Oh, Hector. तुमका स्वागत करता सौग्ल्यांक आयचा सुसेगा दनपार प्रोग्रामर वो प्रोग्राम आमी गुड गाइज ब्रॉडकास्ट करता 104.6 प्लैनेट एफएम ओवर आज मुझा संगता असा एलेक्सिस सॉयर्स फ्रॉम एज कंसर्न पल्मीरा फोनसेका फ्रॉम गोल्डन एज क्लब एंड रिचर्ड माय फ्रेंड एंड गुड गाय ऑन द कंसोल कसा असा रे तू रिचर्ड
हां बरो असा हेक्टर
Oh, that's good. So last Saturday, you prepared batata poa for breakfast. Yes, Anwara, aaj breakfast tak, kale preparation tujhe?
Yes, Anwara, breakfast tak, god po. God po is same as batata poa, but slightly different. God po ant tuka thin poa zaije, god zaije. Grated coconut zaije ani illeshe tuka cardamom seeds zaije e sagle mix karna apde illi na tu illi uda akshanaunga means put some little bit of water in it and nicely mix it with your hand to soften the flattened rice as such and have it with a banana and a cup of coffee
wow and do you have to put it on the fire heat
nothing up? Nothing it's a simple straightforward preparation take the poa which is thin poa Add jaggery, which is crushed nicely. Mm-hmm. Add a bit of the crushed cardamoms in it. Add grated coconut to it. Use your nice little fingers, clean fingers, to mix it nicely.
Oh, good.
So
good.
It has got carbohydrates. Mm-hmm. The jaggery gives you sugar intake. The coconut gives you protein. Okay. And the cardamom gives you a nice little aroma in that stuff, a nice flavor.
Okay.
Just like having your cornflakes in the morning.
Good. So do you have it every day or just on the Saturday when you have to come on?
Saturday.
Or as a preparation for Susik to come on to the console?
It's pretty light, Hector. I worked in the garden today and by 11 o'clock I was flat out. I had to go back for a refill.
Okay, thanks. Yeah. So, yeah, listeners, we are very privileged to have with us today Alexis Sawyers and Palmira Fonseca. So, Alexis, can we start with you? Could you tell us a little about yourself and your association with Age Concern?
Absolutely. So I am the fundraising and communications manager at Age Concern Auckland, and I've just been in the role for a couple of months, but I, for a very long time, was in a similar role at Auckland City Mission.
Yep.
And so I've always kind of done things that have helped the community in my work. And what drew me to Age Concern is many years ago when I did my OE, I looked after elderly people in their homes when I was in the UK.
Okay.
And I loved it. I saw the richness and the value that they add to our community, and I wanted to be a part of that. So that's how I've come to Age Concern.
Yeah, that's wonderful. Thank you. And Palmyra, could you tell our listeners a little about you? I know, I'm sure a lot of them know about you.
Oh, I don't know about that. I'm getting notorious by the day.
Or famous.
I don't know. But anyway, I've always had this passion to work with the old as well as the young. That's why I work as an early childhood teacher.
Okay.
So I think that's a parallel life in the old. And I don't know, from very young age, I've always drive down to my old neighbors and visit them. And so when I got this opportunity here in New Zealand to help out at the Golden Age Club, I opened my heart and my talents, because I would sing to them and dance with them and entertain them. And and from 4 events a year, we have gone to 6.
So you have really put, rather than your mind, you've put your heart into the work.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I think that's when you get the best results.
True. And they have the best time of their lives, because of that we've gone from 4 to 6. I don't think we can manage more than that.
Okay. So, Alexis, are you a trained professional in looking after the elderly, or is it just come straight from the heart?
It comes from the heart, yeah. I think it's about taking care of people. And so that's when I was in my 20s doing the care, it was actually just making sure that they had all of their needs met and they had someone with them all of the time that could do things for them, just practical things like cook and be there. And so that's what I did during that time. Mm-hmm. And now it's, I raise money to make sure that Age Concern Auckland can do its work and help spread the word about the good work that our service workers mm-hmm. do in the community.
Okay, so what is, could you tell us a little more about Age Concern, the establishment and the company?
Absolutely. So Age Concern is throughout New Zealand. Every office is run regionally, so it really is local people making a difference to the older people in their community. There's 33 throughout New Zealand. Mm-hmm. The very first one was started in Dunedin in 1948.
Wow.
But yeah, it's a very long
time ago. I thought New Zealand was pretty young then.
Yeah. But in Auckland, we've been here since 1949, so we're coming up for our 70th year. And it really was started because of health professionals saw a need for actually a body that looked after the rights and the well-being and the dignity of the older members of the community. And so that's really what Age Concern embraces and embodies. It's about making sure that our community is for every member, whether they're young, whether they're old, that we've all got a place in the community. And so that's really, Age Concern looks at the rights, the well-being, the services for people that are over 65.
Okay, yeah.
So, Pam, I hope it's
That's
fine
all right.
to call
yep.
you Pam.
Yep.
Okay, so Pam, you are part of the Golden Age group as such. What is the origins of this group?
The origins were, it was started off by the Melting Pot, Justin. And they moved on to Melbourne. Then it was taken over by Betty and Norbert.
Yes.
Yes, and that's when I joined the group. And of course, we have an amazing team. Amazing, absolutely amazing. We just know when we have to do what. And so we took over having these events, and I think age can, we are, since we know that Alexi is doing so much of work for age concern, I'm sure you could help some of our seniors here who are need support or companionship or, you know, things like that. I don't know what y'all offer, but I'm sure a lot of our seniors could avail of your whatever y'all offer.
Yeah. Absolutely.
So Pam, was there a bigger objective or a focused objective only to look at the Indian community, or was it to expand to wider audiences?
We invite everybody. Like the word goes around. Sometimes we've had a few island people who join us, very few. But I don't know why the majority is the Indians. I guess the committee is all Indian, that's why. But it's open to all of Auckland. And I promise you they will have the time of their lives. Yes.
You know, Alexi, you have a small little slogan or a saying in Maori language. I don't know whether I'll pronounce it right. It says, "Hey Makitanga, hey Makichanga, Kaumatua." Is it right? I don't think I'm pronouncing it right.
I know. I'm not great at pronouncing it either, to be honest. Okay. So what it means essentially is respect and dignity for the older members, if that's sort of roughly what it translates to.
Uh-huh. Okay. And so what has been your experience so far? What is the challenge that you have in running this institution now that you're both a fundraiser and you are a communications manager? So you're not on the forefront, so you're basically in the organizing side. So what's the basic challenge? Volunteers, money, what's it?
I think there's, like all community organizations or charities, there's lots of different challenges. One thing that age concerns are facing nationally is that we're an aging population. And so, you know, in the next 30 years, quarter of the population is going to be 65 or over. And so that just means there's so many more people needing support. And as people are living longer, they are needing higher levels of support. So I think overall that's the sort of really big challenge that every organisation working with older people, and actually New Zealand as a whole, has to address. Mm-hmm. But in terms of our organisation, I think, you know, funding's always an issue. So we get 40% of the funding to run our services from the government, but we fundraise for the other 60%. And there's so many wonderful organisations in the community. And I think New Zealand is a very generous community.
But, I agree.
Yeah, exactly. But, you know, it's there is only so much to go around. So I think there's a lot more that Age Concern could do if we had more funding. There's a lot more we'd like to do, but we make really good use of the funds we do get. Mm-hmm. Volunteers, always looking for people to volunteer. They are the lifeblood of Age Concern in most community organisations. So we have, throughout Auckland, there's about 1,000 people that volunteer in some capacity.
Wow. That's great.
It is amazing, yeah. And we couldn't do what we actually deliver service-wise without those volunteers. So, but we are always looking for more. And so, you know, it's people being able to give just an hour or two of their time a week, and it can make a massive difference to someone.
And when you say that New Zealand is a very generous population, and I guess what you mean is not just in giving money, but giving of their time and talents and things like that, as Pam is doing.
Absolutely. I agree. I wish we had many more volunteers. So Pam, I really like it.
Pam, you would have started off with what? How many? 10 people? 15 people?
No, yes. We started off with about 30, 35. Now we...
No, the people who came to volunteer. How many?
Oh, yeah. No, we are 10. We are...
Are the same 10 still continuing?
Yes. It's amazing. That's why we...
No additional volunteers coming?
We get the children now. Some of our the volunteers, their children, their daughters or their sons, they come and help us. So,
now, what about the number of participants? Have they increased?
Or it has. It has over the years from 40. Now we even our average is around 65 to 80.
At an event.
Yes. Oh, okay. Yes. Yes. Okay. Yes.
Okay. So it's tough, isn't it?
No, it's beautiful. When you look at anything tough, you cannot get it done. If you say it's beautiful and your heart is there, it has to be good.
Okay. Oh, so what about funding part of it? Alexis says that they get at least 40% from the government. Have you guys got anything going that way?
Or is it generosity
of the people?
We know what we do. We try. We charge them very minimum rates. We have a theme for every event that we have. It's and the food is also a theme. Like this year we had the winter warmer, so we gave them all food that would keep them warm, including mulled wine.
Oh.
Yes, absolutely. It's so special. And they feel it. Their gratitude is enough to bring us back to the next event. I promise you.
On that note, Hector, we'll just take a break, listen to a song. But I'll give you all a thought. I'll give you all a question to think through as such. If you could identify what are specific events that you run, what are specific programs that you run as such. So as you think through that, let's listen to this song called Matari.
Okay.
Old Lady.
Yes, I know.
Ooh.
witness may be sworn at, hit for accidentally wetting her bed, or just left neglected in pain and discomfort while her ATM card is used by a family member at the pub. Is this right? Of course it's not right. Yet elder abuse happens every hour of every day throughout New Zealand. Please do what's right. Help the teams from Age Concern put a stop to elder abuse.
Good afternoon, listeners, and welcome back to Susega Dhanpar on 104.6 Planet FM. We have been having a conversation on Age Concern with Alexis Sawyers and Palmira Fonseca. So before we get into the discussion and conversation, I have a small announcement from my friend Nesta of the Melting Pot. This regarding the Musical Talent Showcase. Please save the date on 13th of July 2019, this year, in a few days. And it's at the Blockhouse Bay Community Center. The tickets are just $10 a head. And do come and support our local talent, the young and young at heart. For tickets will be available at the gate, but it would be great if you could, pre-book your tickets so that Nesta and company can make arrangements for catering.
Oh, wow.
And you can, of course, buy your food and drink at the venue. Or for tickets, please contact Ivy Fernandez 021-238-7779. I'll just repeat that. Ivy Fernandez 021-238-7779.
You know, there's somebody who's pretty talented here, Hector. You know that, isn't it?
Oh, yes, I know. There are two lovely ladies who are both, I'm sure, very talented.
One of them, I believe, used to sing for the All India Radio. So,
oh, really?
Can we hear something, Pam, about...
Of course.
Yeah.
About All India Radio? The song I sing for the old.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yes. Oh, yeah, if yes. You could, that would
My
be
My favorite
really.
Song for them is... You will never grow old while there's love in your heart. Time will silver your golden hair as you sit in that old rocking chair. So keep the love in your heart. Remember the days that you shared. For with the love in your heart, my darlings, you will never grow old.
Oh, that's lovely.
Thank you.
Alexis, would you like to top it up?
No, I can't follow that. I cannot.
But so tell me, before we broke for that song, We wanted to know, what are the different programs that you run which actually addresses the so-called requirements of the elderly or the older people?
So they break. We've got a range of services and they fall into different categories. So we've got what we term intervention services. So that's when there's a problem. We've actually got a solution to that problem. So, for example, the elder abuse, that's part of our intervention services. So there's trained staff that will support older people that are suffering from abuse and neglect, and they'll intervene. Also within that team, we've got a social worker who will help people with social issues they face. So it can be really simple things like... housing, you know, as they're older, the steps into their house, they can't get there anymore. So our social support person can work with them with Housing New Zealand to find them a more suitable accommodation. Okay. So that's all part of our intervention team. Then we've got an aging well team.
Okay.
And so they actually do workshops and programs that help people age at home and in positive ways. So things like there's a program and workshops around sleep, you know, for people that are having issues sleeping. Or there's one that works on strength and balance, so actually helping people be steady to prevent falls. So very practical kind of Yeah, solutions and workshops. Right. There's a technology one, which is great. We work in with local schools, and so they have students that are never off their devices, showing older people how you use them, great. And just to keep them connected.
Okay.
Yeah, and then the other area of our work is really our social connections work. And so that's where we've got a visiting program where volunteer visitors are matched with a lonely and isolated older person, and they do weekly visits. And we have staff that can help people access community activities and go with them to that. And we do, we have activities and events. So at the moment, as part of that, we're working with a school and we're doing an art-based program. So we go to 3 rest homes, take them along to the school each week, and they're working on putting together a mural. And so it's just that opportunity for the old and young to work together. Well, so
yeah,
it's just really lovely. So that's sort of, it's that holistic approach to feeling that you're valued, but also, if you've got a specific problem or need specific information, we can help that way too.
So are these things organized by your employees or all our volunteers? I know the visits may be by volunteers, but to organize all this and, you know, with the schools and things like that, does it have, you'll have a number of employees?
So we do. So throughout all of Auckland, which is including South Auckland, Central and West, and then the North Shore, there's about 40 people that work either part-time, most of them are part-time, but there's some that are full-time that are part of Age Concern. And so they all work within those different teams. So there's social workers, there's a counsellor, there's a handyman, there's trainers, there's me doing the communications and fundraising. So, yeah, there's...
Okay.
Yeah.
So coming to you, Pam, at Golden Age, you organise a lot of events as such. But as Alexis is saying, that they have activities and they have events. And then they have certain specific oriented. How is Golden Age organised as such? Do we have any specific?
We are basically social. Ours are just social events.
Okay.
Yes, but if I've just got to know that y'all are doing so much more, like helping them with visits, or, you know, if they're having abuse issues or things like that. So if we can, if you can or we can liaison with y'all in some way, and y'all can, we know, okay, this one is going through this, or these people cannot find a home. Can we reach out to y'all and, you know, can y'all help our...
Absolutely. That's exactly.
Oh, good.
So these social events, obviously, they have a theme, as you mentioned.
Yes.
Every event has a theme. So can you tell us some of the themes that you've run so far and how it has sort of invigorated these...
We start off in the month of February with a picnic. Summer, because it's summer, so we take them outdoors and we have games for them, we have singing, of course, and there's lots of interacting with each other. Of course, food is plenty always. Then in the month of May, we have another games event, so we have indoor games like darts, golf, throwing the ball in the buckets. Amazing. I'm telling you, the team we have is awesome. We have Susie, who's our team leader, and she's you have to meet somebody who has better games. Who
I remember quizzes. For the melting pot, her quizzes.
Yeah, her quiz, and she comes out with really awesome stuff. So they look forward to that there, because there is a lot of movement. Then we have dancing, of course, because yours truly loves to dance. So I'm taking them across the floor with all the new, old and new music. And that's what they really enjoy, because I think what they really need is, like I thought of, you have a lot of things that y'all are doing, but could y'all like have one every month, like set up a gymnastics or have something that's meant only for them? You like musical. They just come and move their hands, legs, bodies, whatever it is, you know, which is very rare for our seniors, yeah? Mm-hmm. So maybe that's an awesome thing. Mm-hmm. Have
So, Alexis, you mentioned about this is the older people are the target audience, and there are so many programs that you have. Now, where are these older people? Are you catering to the rest homes, or are they in their own homes? And what is the philosophy around aged care? Is a rest home a good option, or is staying at your own home a good option?
That is a very contentious question. So I think it's what's best for the individual. We, I think we advocate for aging in place. So obviously if someone is able to stay in their own home and be independent and have all of their needs taken care of, then that's the best option, absolutely. But then that's not possible for everyone, and so there are rest homes that offer the facilities. And I guess the thing is that there's, like any service in the community, there's a range of options, and so it's really about finding the option that's best for you. Like there's very small ones that suit people that are a bit quieter in nature and need a more sort of family home environment, and then there's the very large ones that are suitable to people that are very social. So I think it's about, but if you can live at home and be there surrounded by your family and your friends, then I think that's the best for everyone.
So let's focus on two, and Pam, you would be having a lot of examples or be a lot of anecdotal evidence as such. But let's focus on two things. One is loneliness. That's one of the biggest challenges for the older people. And the other is abuse. So let's focus on loneliness. What is the program that Age Concern offers, or what is the program that Golden Age offers for loneliness? From 9 to 5, they are all by themselves.
Personally, I feel, considering the people that come to our events, they have integrated into small groups, and they make it a point to meet at church or go shopping, or because I know they stay in the state homes, like there'll be 3-4 of them staying in different areas of Auckland. And that's how they pass their time. They go, you know, and they come for our events. But I'm sure that I know there are a few that are still lonely in spite of it. Like you said, the quiet ones who don't want to go out, or who are not so you know, agile, who want to move around. But those people need the people to visit them, the community to reach out. The community needs to reach out. I don't know how to say it. I want to do a lot more. But
so Age Concern has a visiting service that we've run in Auckland for the last 16 years. And so across Auckland, there's 800 volunteers that are matched with a person, or some will visit many people.
That's amazing.
And what we ask of our volunteer visitors is that they give up 1 hour each week to go and visit someone else, and it's at least 1 hour. There's some of our visitors that will take their person that they're visiting out for the whole day. So,
and I know these people because from my own practical example, they really look forward to the visit from your volunteer.
Oh, it's amazing. And I think equally so, the volunteer really looks forward to visiting as well. There's such a richness there in the program. They really do strike up a genuine friendship, and it just means so much. And then often that will be the way that they are helped in other ways also. You know, we've had situations where the volunteer has noticed something that, you know, about the person's health, or that they're struggling to do something. And so then they can actually talk to us at Age Concern and say, how else can we help?
Mm. So they are like an advance warning. They help in doing away with the loneliness part of it, plus they give you an advance warning what's going around at that particular place.
Absolutely. And I think it's really important. And it's something, you know, we had a situation where a visitor went and the lady was getting quite ill, and she didn't realise herself, and she didn't want to make a fuss. But our visitor was able to tell us And then we were able to work with the District Health Board, and it turned out that she actually had pneumonia, the early stages. So it could have been much more serious.
You know, Alexis, as far as loneliness is concerned and all that, and I think there's a saying that charity begins at home. How can the people who are living with elders in their own home, you know, are there small little things of attitude or what you spend a little time with your own grandfather or elderly father? And how to, you know, what is it that you would like to tell the community with regard to elders in their own home?
I think it is. I think it's in their home and it's in their neighbourhood. Like, do, you know, take some time. Time is the most precious thing we can actually give someone. Just show them that they're valued. It's very easy for an older person to sit there and feel like they're a burden.
Yes.
But if you sit and have a chat, tell them about your day. They'll find excitement. They'll see things through your eyes. There's a richness in asking about your grandparents or your aunt or uncle, what they did in there when they were younger. All of that, it's rich for all of us. And I think by the same token, if you have an older person living in your street as a neighbour and, you know, say hello to them when you see them, just see them. I think it's, as you can get older, you can become invisible. But I'd say, like, actually look at the people and remember they're a person. They are young inside.
Mm-hmm. I know. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I feel they're actually looking at you to be, to notice, get a word, even a word or a smile from you.
Absolutely. That is the thing. Absolutely. They want to be noticed. And I think that is an incredible gift that we could give the older people in our lives.
Well, I work for a healthcare company, and we have a program what is called as Personal Best. So you are called upon to either go to one of the facilities of the healthcare company to see what you can do. I picked up one healthcare company to visit, and to just to read the news. And I could sense the loneliness among those 10 or 15 people who would come to hear the news. So my news reading was not like what you see on television or on radio. It was more an interactive session, asking them, what have you read? What do you think about this? What's your opinion on capital gains tax? What's your opinion on this? And so they started interacting as such. But the most disturbing part was that some of them wouldn't get visitors for almost 2 to 3 months. And that's the most disturbing part. I had a person whom I was interacting with who was both blind and partially deaf. And he could sense the moment I walked into the room, oh, Richard, you have come in. Mm-hmm. So you could see these sort of sensitivity. So it's a great sort of therapeutic healing for oneself. But after some time, you sort of find it a bit difficult to cope with that sort of interaction. So how do you select your volunteers? What is the filter that you put?
So, I mean, they're all police checked. So we need to make sure it's safe for them to be going to people's homes. But outside of that, it's actually a range of people. We've got young, we've got old, you know, older people themselves that have recently retired that do it. So what is really important is that they, I guess, relate well to people, that they're going to feel comfortable going and having a cup of tea and chatting with someone and doing that. So they need to be relatable. And so that's kind of what we're looking. And and then we very carefully, we've got two part-time coordinators who then match the client and the visitor. Oh, so wow. they're trying to find suitable personalities.
It's a tough call. Pam,
is there a way for you all to advertise, like how you're doing abuse, you know? You can also put in an advertisement for inviting more volunteers.
So we do. We don't have lots of money for advertising is the thing. But we do. We advertise on Neighbourly. We do through our social media, through our website, through word of mouth. So we do through the local papers. Yeah.
I'll just leave a thought, not only in this room here, but also to our listeners as such. In this, the second joyful mystery in the Rosary is called Visitation. And I've always said, you know, the Visitation is a wonderful example of going to see somebody as such. So as we ponder on this particular aspect of Visitation, let's listen to some music.
Sure.
Good.
Welcome back to Sushega Tanpar. We are in discussion on age concern about our older people in the community with Alexis Sawyers from Age Concern with Palmyra, Fonseca from Golden Age, and of course my great friend Hector de Souza. Oh.
Thanks.
Okay, so we stopped at loneliness. I know how difficult it is. Sometimes we ourselves are very lonely by ourselves, despite the huge family around us. But there's another aspect about the older people which is very underreported or not regularly reported or not regularly acted upon, and that is abuse. There could be physical abuse, there could be emotional abuse, there could be misuse of their funds, they could be abandoned and so on and so forth. So what's your experience, Alexis, in this aged care concern? Is that a major issue currently?
Absolutely. So on the 15th of June was actually World Elder Abuse Awareness Day, and it's, I guess, elder abuse is such an issue internationally that the UN has declared that we actually look at it and we acknowledge it and speak about it and raise awareness for it. So that shows and really what a issue it is. In New Zealand, it's estimated that as many as 1 in 10 older people, 65 and older, will experience some form of abuse. 3 out of 4 cases go unreported.
Oh,
I know. So it's so wide, and equally as scary, 80% of the abusers are actually family members or very well known to
the older person.
Yeah, and I guess there's so many things tied up into elder abuse, and people won't speak out about it. They're afraid to talk to someone about it. And it can be all kinds of things, like there's situations where, you know, an older family member is left at home all day and told not to have heating. Even if it's very, very cold, they're not allowed heating. They're left with minimal food. It's those kinds of situations. And I guess the message that we say organisationally is that if you are concerned about an older person that you know, there's a helpline that you can ring anonymously and have that conversation, actually talk about it, because it is so hidden, and it is much better to raise your concerns and have it looked into than to say nothing and it escalates and something terrible happens.
I think that's what your ad is talking about.
It is.
Just don't be quiet. Speak out. Talk. Pam?
Honestly, I know, I mean, among the Indians, it's the only way I think they feel abused or abandoned is when their children bring them in and leave them and go to, move all away to further their careers, whatever it is. But other than that, I don't know about what happens in their homes, because they don't talk about it. It's an old school thing. What happens at home stays home.
Yeah.
This is very strong in the Indian community, at least. I don't know. In the community, I haven't seen very much of it. But I know that I had a very, very dear friend, Mrs. Porter, who I used to befriend. I used to work for when I came to New Zealand. I couldn't get a job, so I had to work in the aged homes, and I worked for what's that place in Mount Albert? Anyway, one of the rest homes, and I used to go to their homes to give them bath and, you know, to do the work, because they said, you need New Zealand experience. I said, anything is good enough for me. I don't mind doing any work as long as I get a job. And so that's how I started off with Miss Porter. But I know that her children had abandoned her. She had everything, but she had nothing. And she was my dearest friend till she passed away. So in the Indian community, I don't hear very much of this, you know. But I know the children leave them and go, or they get abused at homes.
You know, Alexis, you mentioned about not allowing them to have heating or minimal food and all. And more than the physical aspects of it, it's the message which is being given to them, that they are really not wanted, that they are a burden and a strain on the resources, and that must be hurting them much more and make, you know, adding to their feeling of not being wanted and loneliness and all that, isn't it?
Exactly. That's exactly it. They're being told that they have no worth, no value, and that's, I mean, that adds to why they won't speak out about it as well. And I guess, I mean, the other really alarming one also is the financial abuse, where family members believe because they're caring for the older person that the money of the older person is theirs and they can use it however they want.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's like a justification.
Exactly.
So there is a huge elephant in the parliament at the moment in the form of euthanasia bill. Mm. And it's being targeted to different people in different ways and presented in different ways. For age concern, that must be a huge problem because they would see people being tipped over into that area, which is permitted under the euthanasia bill. What do you think is going to be the response of age concern to that bill and once if it is made law?
I guess, I mean, it is so complex, but it really is that thing that we have to see the value of everyone, yep, of everyone's life, and there is that very grey area around who is making that determination that someone's life is no longer worth it. So as an organisation, Age Concern has been one of the organisations advocating to say, actually, it's not appropriate and we need to have very strict guidelines if it does get legislated.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, it's just what I was thinking, that what we can do in our own homes, and it can be not only the things what we do, but what we should not do. And when talking to elders in our house, the way we talk to them and not adopting like a condescending tone. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's our body language with them, just to be a little bit more kind, and mm-hmm, which could mean a huge, huge amount to them.
So we were actually running out of time. There's just one announcement to be made. There is a theatre in the month of October. So please book your tickets or save your time or mark your date.
Okay.
So I think it's on the 19th of October. It's a theatre called Mogachi Bokshi.
Oh, it's...
I wouldn't know what it means. I'm trying to understand that.
Love's forgiveness.
Yeah.
Forgiving love's through love.
Love.
Yes.
Okay. But before I end and before we go away to spend the rest of our evenings, both Pam and Alexi, what are two things that you would ask our listeners to do to further whatever activities and the good things that you're doing in the community? Two things.
I think it's actually seeing the older people in your lives, valuing them and loving them and reaching out to them. I think that's incredibly important.
Okay.
And then the other thing is, I think, looking at, can you do something like volunteer? Can you donate? Can you reach out? The thing.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not just physically, but at least give some money, support.
Yeah, exactly. What can you do to help?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I second that totally. I think we have a lot of able-bodied people who could go out and volunteer and have got so much of talent that they can share. And most of all, continue to love your old parents. Remember, they are our treasures. Because of them, we are here.
So there's a lot to collaborate between Golden Age and Age Concern. So after we finish the program, Pam, you have a lot of questions to ask.
I've already invited her for the next event.
Okay.
Yes, so she can see what we do.
On that note, we say a huge thank you to Alexi for taking time to be with us. Also to you, Pam.
Thank you.
And have
a
wonderful evening.
Yeah.
Thank you for having us.
Yeah, thank you
for having me. Vishwasira tolo jivit bo mukur tolo tu zo moga moroso tu moja moga che attraction su moja mona che temptation moja kanza che connection kori na kai mo moso delusion.
soglatea la năstuni, mocemon buluita curneani. Revice corati, banuna micentali, sopna che nazateli buri. Tu mozombo, huinismo, tutto in acacalis gormonando, visuasi rautolo.